Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Jürgen, before we talk about football, obviously two of the club's big rivals are going through a period of mourning at the minute. Manchester United with Sir Bobby Charlton and Everton with their former chairman Bill Kenwright as well. Obviously the club's paid tribute. I just wondered if you'd met either of them at any point and whether there was anything you could add in terms of a tribute yourself as well.
I don't think I can add anything. I never met any of them, at least not as far as I know. But being 8 years in England now, and with especially Sir Bobby, I knew him before I arrived here. One of the biggest football personalities, definitely, in English football, European football, world football. I can't add anything, but I really feel for the family, and I hope they're doing okay. And with Mr. Kenwright, it's similar. The thing what I read a little bit recently, and like obviously a massive heart for the city and a massive heart for Everton. But the message he gave around the Hillsborough thing, or the speech he held that time, I heard about. They choose the wrong city and the wrong mums. That's a really, really strong message. And with all the rivalry with Everton, around, especially around the games, I don't think we have anything really, any issues with each other left and right of the games. So this just shows how united we are in these moments. And that's really big. And he found the absolute right words for it. So same here. My condolences to the family, and I hope they are okay.
Thank you. In terms of the injury situation at the club, what's happened with Andy Robertson? Has he had surgery? How's he recovering? And also Cody Gakpo, is he ready to return after missing out at the weekend?
Yeah, Robbo had surgery and all went well, as good as it could be. So recovery starts after he wakes up. I think it happens this morning. And so that's it. We don't know how long it will take or whatever, but the first step is done. That's good. Cody's in full training now since Sunday. Means he's available for the squad. Whatever we do with that, we have to see. But that's good as well. Who else is out?
Thiago Bacetic.
Yeah, no. Thiago, no. It's not in team training.
And you've got a busy schedule again because it's midweek. Sunday, midweek, Sunday, midweek, Sunday, all the way to the international break as well. But at the same time, I'd imagine the ambition and the thought is that you can carry real momentum into that international break with Manchester City on the other side of it as well.
I didn't think until Sunday yet, to be honest, not at all. Toulouse deserves all our respect. It's a really interesting, I would say, story, winning the FA Cup last year, becoming 13th in the league, but winning the French Cup. Sorry, not the FA Cup, winning the French Cup. And it's a massive, massive thing, obviously. And this year, a very really young team, a really talented team, a football team. When you see them playing, it's really nice. They have a clear idea. But we have to see how they exactly show up here. We don't know. They, against Paris, Orleans, they played slightly different. In all other games, you could see that they really wanna go for it, and got a point against PSG which is obviously a massive one. And so we have to make sure that we are really ready. And then it's about us. That's very important, that we really create an atmosphere through the way we play. And if we do that, then as much I'm pretty sure that they're looking forward to playing at Anfield, the players of Toulouse, coaches and stuff like this. But then we have to make sure that they cannot enjoy it, because that's the plan. It's a competition and we are not here to for friendly games or whatever. We are really here to win football games, and that's what I hope we can show.
Mike?
Jürgen, you're well positioned in your group. Two wins from two games so far. Another victory against Toulouse would put you in a really good position.
True. Yeah, we should not. But actually, it's now not that I think we play Toulouse at home, so we have to win, that we can lose at Toulouse or whatever, these kind of things. We want to win the football games. So, and that's the next opportunity we have, that it would bring us to 9 points and would keep Toulouse on 4 points. That's all clear. But that, knowing that, changed nothing. We have to play to our best. We will make a few changes, not too many maybe, we will see, but we have to make sure that we are really ready for the competition. And the boys so far showed really that we are ready for the competition. And that's what I want to see. And obviously we hope it will go long in this competition. For that, we have to make all the decisive steps, and tomorrow night is a very big one.
Looking back to Saturday and Darwin Núñez's role in the second goal that he set up for Mo Salah, is that an indication of how he's progressing in terms of, you know, maybe this time last season he would have, we know with his pace he can get away from people, but running in towards goal, maybe he would have had a crack at goal, but Mo Salah in a better position. Is that just one of the signs of how he's growing as a player?
He's just in a really good moment. Darwin is in a really good moment. It's yes, there were some time necessary to adapt to everything. New country, new language, new team, all these kind of things. That's long gone. He's in the middle of the team. Everybody is really happy with him. I'm very happy with him. We had to make a decision before the game. Who of the two will start? Is it Lucho or Darwin? Darwin has a little bit cramps at the end of the international game. So we thought, okay, maybe we start Lucho. We spoke to both. Both took it. Lucho's job was to create, prepare, do what you can do to cause as much trouble as possible. And Darwin comes on and kills the game off. That was the idea, and it worked out really, really well with speed. But you could see it was really intense for him, even if it was, I don't know exactly how long, 20-odd minutes. It was really intense, so it was the right decision to do how we did. It's always tough for the boys to have these kind of travels before the games. But now he's fine for this game, I would say, and for the next game, so that's good. And yes, I think he's really happy. We are really happy with him, and that's what I can see, at least on the pitch and on the training ground, and that's really important, really good moment for him.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.